You know what time it is.
This is the AMPM Report.
All right. Hello, everybody. Okay, mic check. 1, 2, 1, 2. Happy Friday.
Mic nice.
My mic sounds nice. Check one. Two. All right. Well, happy birthday going out to everybody celebrating a birthday today. We have so many birthdays today. You will not believe it. A big happy birthday going out to our forever First Lady, Michelle Obama. She turns 56 today.
Happy birthday.
Yes. And Steve Harvey turns 63 today. Mm-hmm. Actor James Earl Jones turns 89.
Okay.
Actor Jim Carrey turns 58. Kid Rock, 48.
Okay.
NBA star Dwayne Wade turns 36. Little John turns 49 today.
Okay.
What? Singer Ray J turns 37. Shabba Ranks turns 52.
Also, Shabba.
Today, Muhammad Ali was born. What do y'all say?
I'm pretty.
Would have been what, 84?
I believe
something
so.
Something like that?
I'm gonna
yes.
Shock the world.
Yeah.
Okay. And then we got actress Betty White from The Golden Girls. She turns 98
she
today.
She wins.
Yes. She wins. And also singer Sheila Hutchinson from The Emotions. She turns 65 today.
Well, don't ask her neighbors. Wait a minute.
Don't ask my neighbor. Mm-hmm. And Eartha Kitt was born on this day, and also Al Capone. So many celebrations going on today. One of the big stories we were talking about was young Jock. All right. Did you hear that he is driving for Uber?
I did.
And this is how it all kind of went viral. He was caught, actually. He wasn't really caught, but some girls were in the back of the Uber that he was in, and this is what they did. They recorded it, and it went viral.
You sound like somebody I know.
I mean,
I don't know. What's your name?
I just want to ask a question. Are you young Jack?
Can you turn around?
I mean, I think y'all put that part together, yeah.
Oh, so you just fell, you must have fell off or something. Like, why is you?
I got to fall off?
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to figure out. Like, you just driving for pull up and go, like.
So what do y'all think about that?
I think that is so rude.
You know,
I think it was staged to get publicity.
Well,
and it was working.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
Think he had his hood on in it, and he really wasn't talking.
He's the king of publicity, though. He wears the little hair thing. You know, young Jock's sister is a lawyer, and the other sister works for a law firm in Atlanta. You know, he's got a lot of connections
in
Atlanta.
And I will say that, the rideshare company that he's driving for isn't like one of the big companies, and so it's like in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. So maybe he was trying to do a little publicity.
Nice little endorsement.
But guess what, though? It taught everybody a lesson, because he was like, you know, come on, I'm making an honest living.
Right.
Getting a little side hustle. And what is wrong with that?
Actually, this is what he said.
So I'm a part of this organization, been around for 25 years, Big Brother, Big Sister. And a lot of times when we're talking to these kids and the youth, you got to lead by example. You know what I'm saying? You have to show them what humility is, and you're not too big to, you know, do the right thing by making an honest living. And I think a lot of times that's why our kids and even adults go astray, because they're too ashamed, they're too prideful, to do something.
Y'all agree with that?
Of course. I met an Uber driver. They just got here from Afghanistan. He's a doctor. His wife's a doctor.
Okay.
He had a Mercedes, of course, but it was a Lyft. And, you know, that's the hustle. Entrepreneurship. That's what entrepreneurship is.
Exactly.
A lot of black folks are not entrepreneurial. And so they judge. And I'm not
consumers.
Not just black folks.
Yeah.
I'm
okay.
just saying, in our community, a lot of times, like young Jock saying, if you ride a bus or if you do this or do that, there's judgment. When that's how you save money or make money.
What's the name of his big song? The one
it's going down.
It's going down.
Oh, okay. I was thinking it was something else, because the ride share is called Pull Up and Go.
Okay.
So I didn't know if it would, you know.
No.
Yeah, so if that's his, it's maybe it is his business. Who knows?
Let me apologize to Jaheim for all my Jaheim jokes.
Yeah, because he rides Uber too. Also, in other news, there was an arrest warrant issued for Odell Beckham over alleged battery of a police officer.
He was a security guard, actually.
It was a security guard? Okay.
He smacked his butt.
Okay. He smacked his butt?
Yeah, but I mean, you can't be touching people.
So basically what happened was the guys were celebrating, smoking cigars in the locker room, which is illegal in Louisiana, but another security person said, don't worry about it, because obviously they won the championship. So this other guy was about to arrest a player, and right at that moment, Beckham, who's a graduate of LSU, not a graduate, he played at LSU, he smacked him on the butt to distract so the kid could...
So it was a light smack.
He kind of broke it up. Yeah,
almost
broke it up.
It wasn't a smack smack.
Who is going to be smacking
a butt?
Security
on
the behind, period.
You can't
period.
Remember,
no, come on, you're not above it, Odell.
Okay.
You know, come on now.
In other news, news. We got Beyonce. You know, her new entire Ivy Park line is coming out again, and she sent an entire wardrobe to all her celebrity friends, and
it
comes
Allison,
out tomorrow.
Did you get some?
Did you get some, Allison?
No.
Yours is coming tomorrow.
We buy ours.
Yours is coming tomorrow.
Oh, my gosh.
Allison be buying it, though. We buy it, right?
This collabo with Adidas, you know it will be sold. Because Ivy Park, just on its own, when it first came out, was sold. I mean, you couldn't get anything. Like,
and that's before, what was the other one she had, the House of Darion, before?
Right.
That did absolutely nothing.
Yes,
right.
No, wait a minute.
They
wait a
sold,
minute now.
They sold it.
I love my House of Darion jeans.
No. They sold that for $80 million.
Right, just like what happened with...
I would like another pair of Darion.
Really?
I bought,
like
I bought my baby some Darion. Okay. Thank you very much.
Yes.
When I was unemployed, I bought Allison Seymour some Darion.
The little cursive Darion. And her mama has a nice line.
They sold it for $80 million.
Also at the Walmart. I think it's at the Walmart.
Yeah. At the Walmart.
And you know what? You know, y'all know I love some Kanye West.
Okay, what?
You see, it's a deal with Adidas. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay.
So we got...
Kanye is the king of the Adidas.
I might be riding for Kanye.
I'm just saying, he opened up. That's what he did.
This is the AMPM report.
Okay, thank you. All right. You can read the full AMPM report online.
I'm just saying, that's what happened.
At WHUR.com.
You're listening to Allison Seymour and Mark Clark.